A middle school student in West Plains has been arrested for terroristic threats. On April 18th, the West Plains Middle School Administration contacted the Howell County Sheriff's Office after a student reported another 12-year-old student was telling others that he had a firearm in his backpack. No firearm was located on the school property or at the student's home. Then on Monday, the Howell County Sheriff's Office received a second report about the same 12-year-old student who was not in attendance at the school, but had sent a Snapchat message to another student with a photo of what appeared to be a Glock 17 firearm with a threat. The Howell County Sheriff's Office school resource officer stayed at the school as safety protocols were initiated. West Plains Police Department officers were called to assist and were immediately dispatched to the 12-year-old student's home. When law enforcement made contact at the home, the mother and grandmother were no longer cooperating. The mother of the 12-year-old was arrested for a warrant out of Texas County, and the grandmother was arrested for interfering with law enforcement. The Howell County Sheriff's Office obtained a search warrant for the home, and a weapon was located. The 12-year-old student, as well as a 17-year-old brother, were taken into custody by juvenile division due to the fact that both children were juveniles. Their names will not be disclosed to the public. Friday evening, Izard County deputies were made aware of a potential threat of violence that had been made against the Calico Rock School. Deputies worked closely with school staff and interviewed multiple people, including the suspect. After the interviews and initial investigation, it was determined there was no immediate danger. The suspect in question was informed they were not allowed at Calico Rock School at this time. Deputies have and will continue to work with school staff and complete the investigation. Once the investigation is completed, the case file will be turned over to the prosecutor's office for review of potential charges. Due to the parties involved in this case being juveniles, no names will be released. A Yellville man accused of murder has pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 20 years in prison. 23-year-old Caleb William Nance was charged in the 2020 shooting death of 49-year-old Jerry Don Hensley. Nance claimed it was self-defense. Nance pled guilty to a reduced charge of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. Nance has been in jail for over 4 years since his arrest. A West Plains, Missouri man was sentenced in federal court Tuesday for illegally harvesting and stealing trees from the Mark Twain National Forest. 40-year-old Justin Lee Massey was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Roseanne Ketchmark to 2 years, 6 months in federal prison without parole. The court ordered the federal sentence to be served consecutively to the unrelated state criminal convictions for which Massey is currently incarcerated. The court also ordered Massey to pay $30,000 in restitution to the U.S. Forest Service and to forfeit to the government $30,000, which represents the proceeds from his theft. On July 19th of 2023, Massey pleaded guilty to one count of theft of government property. Massey admitted that he illegally cut down trees in Mark Twain National Forest in the area road of Howell County Road 5120 between December 15th of 2020 and January 20th of 2021. According to his plea agreement, Massey cut down at least 10 trees. The trees were removed from the area and taken to a local sawmill where they were sold. Based on the value of the trees illegally harvested and stolen from the Mark Twain National Forest and those trees damaged due to the illegal harvesting, the total restitution is $30,000. The cause of death for a woman found in Bull Shoals Lake earlier this month has been ruled an accidental drowning. The Marion County Sheriff's Office reports that 80-year-old Sharon Rose Harris of Rockwell, Texas, drowned accidentally on April 10th near the Welcome Ridge boat launch on Bull Shoals Lake. An autopsy was done to determine the cause of death. A man from Flippin, Arkansas was arrested last night in Baxter County. 37-year-old Cody Joe Haynes was arrested on charges of felony forgery, theft of property, and he is charged as an habitual offender. He's being held in the Baxter County Detention Center with bond set at $5,000. A West Plains woman was injured in an accident in Butler County Tuesday morning. The Highway Patrol says that 25-year-old Bobby Wheeler suffered minor injuries when she failed to yield to a vehicle driven by 42-year-old Sonia Morris of Winona. The accident happened on U.S. 160 at Route V, 3 miles west of Harville. The Oregon County Sheriff's Office Weekly Activity Report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.